This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States is calling for a vote on Friday on a newly revised and tougher UN resolution declaring that an immediate and sustained ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war is imperative to protect civilians and enable humanitarian aid to be delivered to more than 2 million hungry Palestinians. In the previous draft, the Security Council did not make such a declaration. Instead, it would have supported international efforts for a ceasefire as part of a hostage deal. After the 15 Security Council members met behind closed doors Thursday to discuss Gaza, U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said she's optimistic the U.S. draft will be adopted, but Russian Deputy Ambassador Dmitry Polyansky questioned its wording, saying Moscow wants a call for an immediate ceasefire. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that a major Israeli ground assault on the southern Gaza town of Rafah would be a mistake and unnecessary to defeating Hamas. His comments underscore the further souring of relations between the United States and Israel. Blinken is on his sixth urgent Mideast mission to the war, or since the war began. He spoke Thursday after huddling with top Arab diplomats in Cairo for discussions over efforts for a ceasefire and over ideas for Gaza's post-conflict future. He said an immediate sustained ceasefire with the release of Israeli hostages held by Hamas is urgently needed, and the gaps are narrowing in indirect negotiations that U.S., Egypt, and Qatar have spent weeks trying to mediate. U.S. lawmakers have introduced a $1.2 trillion spending package that sets the stage for avoiding a partial government shutdown for nearly 6 months into the current budget year and would allow Congress to complete its work in funding the